The lead story in the New York Times yesterday said that 2 days before resigning, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld submitted a classified memo to the White House admitting that the administration's Iraq strategy was not working.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The Pentagon readily confirmed the authenticity of this classified memo. Last Wednesday, the lead story in the New York Times spoke of a classified memo to President Bush from his national security advisor, Stephen Hadley, expressing serious doubt about the ability of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to control sectarian violence. Whether the leak was intentional or not, it was intensely embarrassing to the president, who was about to meet with Maliki in Jordan. The White House could hardly disown the document. The Times published a text. On television Sunday, Hadley called the leak outrageous and not authorized, but he would not say if it was being investigated. Time was when leaks of this magnitude would have set off massive FBI hunts for leakers and leakees. Most presidents have deeply resented leaks from inside the administration, which can often tie their hands at delicate moments. But leaks of policy information have become almost routine in recent times. And unless there are leak investigations that haven't leaked, they are few and far between. The most extensive leak investigation in recent times is the special prosecutor's long-running probe of the disclosure of the identity of a CIA undercover officer. And that has developed more into an investigation of possible perjury and obstruction of justice than the original act. Occasionally, the administration takes measures to admonish officials about leaks of classified information. CIA officials have been obliged to take polygraph tests, and the Justice Department has warned of prosecution under the Espionage Act. But such warnings are apparently not meant for high-ranking officials like Donald Rumsfeld and Stephen Hadley. The government system of classifying information provides different levels of confidentiality, like secret and top secret. Well, maybe the time has come to introduce another level, open secret. This is Daniel Shore.